This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Oh, I want to let you know, I went on BenandJerry's.com. You go to BenJerry.com. Ready? Our house is on fire and it's time we start acting like it. The global climate strike is taking place from September 20th to 27th, led by young people all over the world. Join the movement to act now on climate. And you click on it, find a climate strike near you. All right? So they have a climate strike locator map on BenandJerry's.com. So you can find out where there's a strike near you. Now, let me go to, let's see. About us, overview, how we're structured, how are we structured, Ben and Jerry? Let's see, how are we structured? We're guessing most of you know now that Ben and Jerry's is a wholly owned subsidiary of Unilever, but we're guessing you've never met our independent board of directors.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm sure they have a lot of say over things, yeah. The independent board of directors.
That sounds good, though.
It does sound good.
That was smart.
A couple of hippies sitting around a table going,
yeah.
We're
going
to tell Unilever, we want this. all of the people, like Pierre Ferrari, all of them on their bios have, what is your social or environmental cause? His is eradication of extreme poverty and hunger. Yeah? Why don't you make your ice cream free? People can fill up on cookie dough ice cream and Jerry Garcia, yep. Right? I don't know. I laugh at the hypocrisy of this particular ice cream company in particular. Yes, Greg.
No. I was just saying, like, Unilever owns all the fattening, like Klondike, Breyers ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine the obesity level that comes from Unilever products.
I also want to know the Unilever climate. Like, what is their global footprint, yes. Whatever the hell they call it? What is their footprint? You know. Do they do palm, are all their products palm oil free? I got a feeling Breyers ice cream probably still has palm oil in it, right?
Yeah, I don't think Breyers is, you know, woke. Well, maybe it's woke now.
I don't know. It's just funny to me. Like, people just get bought into all this nonsense, you know? Oh, Ben and Jerry's. Wow. You're palm oil free. Great. So Unilever can put it in some of their other crappy products.
Unilever also is, how do you pronounce it? Tresemme? That's the hairspray.
Weren't
we told hairspray was, you know, killing the ozone layer, like in the...
No, the ozone layer is the best it's been in like 30 years or something.
Right. So start using hairspray again.
So we just reported on that.
Good. Hairspray's back.
The hole is smaller than it's ever been in like 30 to 50 years.
Unilever also owns a deodorant company, which is ironic since most people that eat Ben and Jerry's don't use deodorant.
Stop.
They don't use deodorant. They haven't gone near it. Axe body spray? They own Axe.
I mean, that's got to be.
I mean, now, is Axe woke? Because it seems to me like Axe might be, of all of their brands, might be one of the most unwoke brands.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
I have prepubescent?
Boys.
And that Axe is the only thing that works.
To keep them smelling like human beings?
Yeah. So...
For over 34 years, we've helped guys look, feel, and smell great. And research tells us what makes a guy most attractive is himself, his strengths, his weaknesses, his individuality, and most of all, how he expresses it. Yet these days, many guys don't feel comfortable being themselves. We want to change that. So Axe sounds to me like they're all in on toxic masculinity.
All I know is it gets rid of the stank. That should be their, like, they get in the car, oof.
I want to know how many people that buy Ben and Jerry's protest other brands owned by Unilever. Wouldn't you love to know that?
I would love to know that.
I'd love to find out if somebody can do an analysis of the people that buy Ben and Jerry's, think it's woke, and then go on Twitter and hashtag and go after Axe Body Spray for their misogynistic man toxic masculinity ads or something like that. I'd love to know that. Because I'll bet you most people that spend their time, like when Woke Inc. does their hashtag thing on social media, I got a feeling most of the time they don't take the time to go, could this brand also be a wholly owned subsidiary of a global conglomerate like Unilever? You know what I mean? I just wonder that. I wonder.
Unilever also owns Hellman's Mayonnaise, and we know how good mayonnaise is for you.
Well, I love mayonnaise on a burger.
Yeah,
I've been
delicious.
Converted.
It's delicious. But it's not exactly, you know... the healthiest thing in the world.
They now have cage-free mayonnaise.
Yes.
I didn't know mayonnaise was in cages, did you?
They have vegan organic mayonnaise at Whole Foods.
But I told you they've always had vegan mayonnaise. It just used to be called, it's What is it? I can't believe it's not butter. Like this is. Oh, okay. They've always had it, but now they're branding it differently.
Oh, okay.
Remember, it's still the same. Good question.
Eggs in it.
Is there palm oil in it?
Oh.
Is there palm oil in their vegan mayonnaise? See, I got a question for all the vegans out there. Do you make sure you're palm oil free? So the orangutans can live happy lives? Because when I know this, my mayonnaise has no palm oil in it because it's mayonnaise. I don't have to worry about palm oil because it's actual mayonnaise. But when do they start putting mayonnaise in cages is my question. Why do they do this?
You know.
Do you know that cage-free, they go cage-free, the chickens is all the rage now, cage-free?
Yeah.
You know when they're cage-free, they start attacking each other, right? Killing each other? Like hunting each other down? They have fights and stuff?
Well, that's like Hunger Games.
You
know?
It is.
It's like...
Everybody thinks like the chickens are all hanging out, like singing, like at a show, like the chickens, like the cartoons, like they're all, you know, their feathers around or wings around each other and singing Kumbaya.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.